This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am remembering to give God the glory. This holiday season, I've been talking a lot about the importance of giving. The highest form of giving is to give God the glory. All that you've accomplished this year and will accomplish in the next won't be done in your strength alone. Sometimes we can be so overjoyed with our victories that we can forget to give God the glory. This is the classic case of just being caught up in our own strength. This was precisely the case with Joshua and the Israelites. So as Joshua was leading the Israelites toward Jericho, he needed the walls surrounding the town to come down. When they fell, Joshua knew that it was God and God alone that caused those walls to come down. The Israelites, however, became overconfident in their own strength. And when they embarked upon their very next battle, they suffered a horrible defeat. So you see that when we focus on our own power and forget to acknowledge that it was God's strength working through us, we can suffer defeat. So if you're finishing 2017 strong or you have great things on the horizon in the new year, remember to give God the glory first. And as you do so, keep these words on your heart. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Romans 11:36. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, it is God's strength working through you. So give him the glory.